In anticipation of Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday, the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra will continue its 50th anniversary celebratory performances with a night of Broadway musical, including selections from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, Les Misérables, Phantom of the Opera, Showboat, Carousel, and others will complete a program leaving us nostalgic and inspired. The featured singers for this performance will be local stars Emily Wirtz, Bernadette Burkle, and the return of Williamsport native Brian Mexdorf. Last month's incredible performance of Mahler was still reverberating in my mind as I spoke to Gerardo Edelstein, music director of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra. He was taking a brief break in his native Argentina and spoke to us by phone. Inevitably, we began by talking about Mahler and how on earth he was going to top that. I still haven't quite regrouped from the magnificent Mahler, so I don't know how you're feeling.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard to top that, Fiona, don't you think? Mahler is one of those pieces that, you know, grabs you emotionally in a way that no other piece does. You know, and I thought when I performed it for the first time several years ago that I would never had that experience again with any other piece. You know, I had exactly the same or even more because I knew the piece better after I performed it already before. You know, it was something really special for the community, for the people involved, the choirs. They had such a great time. The orchestra was so inspired. It was a big triumph for Williamsport and, of course, for the organization that we could celebrate, you know, the 50th anniversary with a piece like this.
Now, how do you top that, maestro?
Well, I will have to do now Mahler 3.
That's excellent. The Mahler was an incredible meal, the memory of which stays with you. So now you've got to give us something light and frothy for dessert, I think.
Exactly. So, you know, the two remaining concerts are both spectacular because the music is great. And, you know, as you say, the Broadway celebration is like kind of a dessert. I only got to know Broadway music or Broadway shows when I got to the United States, because in Argentina, there were very, very few, very seldom you would hear a musical, maybe once a year, or if there was just a big company that would bring, like, West Side Story, something like that, everybody will go. So my actually first real exposure to Broadway music was when I came to the United States, I think more than 25 years ago, and I experienced Miss Saigon while I was living in San Antonio, Texas, and I was so taken by the whole experience, you know, the music, the acting, the show itself, the sets that were magnificent, all the professionalism that the production, you know, showed, something that I was not aware of. I mean, I thought that, you know, Broadway show will be something light with very little of acting and some singing, some fun. I always thought this is not like opera, you know, just the drama, the serious music. And I was extremely surprised that I found, you know, it's very unique, very complete, very appealing to many people, and something that I love to do from time to time.
So when you decided to put together a Broadway concert, where did you begin? Did you begin with some of your favorite pieces?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I, you know, that came to mind first. You know, you know that I love Leonard Bernstein. He was always my hero, my mentor somehow, even though I was not one of the lucky ones who studied close to him, but I got many chances of observe him in rehearsals and attend concerts. You know, I love him as a conductor and also as a composer. West Side Story is one of my favorite musicals. Of course, that was the first one that came to my mind, especially because next year we are celebrating his 100th birthday. So then said, well, what a great thing to do is to anticipate that birthday and do some of his music before anybody else, because next year his music will be performed everywhere, and that is absolutely great. But I thought, for us, it's a great opportunity, it's a celebration, and so I was looking forward to showcase one of his pieces. And then next, of course, came to my mind Les Misérables, The Phantom of the Opera, Sweeney Todd. These are all musicals that I always enjoyed. The music is very symphonic. The scores are magnificent, and some of the songs are just incredible. On top of that, I did a little bit of more research to see if I could find some more traditional Broadway shows like Carousel, Showboat, that, you know, are classics, but are not the ones that I'm very familiar with. And I love the music, and I love the stories. It's something that's perfect for our program. And, of course, the next step was to try to find singers that are experts on this music, and if people will know them, it will be even better. It was very interesting, Fiona, that in one of our outdoor concerts, I met with Bernadette Burkle, a name that probably bring the ears of many people in town, and she mentioned that she is a Broadway singer, that she has been singing that music for quite a while, and I was surprised and delighted to hear that. So I listened to some of her recordings, and I was really mesmerized by her voice and expression and the color of her voice as well, that is perfect for a program like this. So I immediately invited her for this performance. The same thing happened with Emily Wirtz, the soprano that I knew already from before. We met for the first time in State College at Penn State, where she was a student, and then when she graduated, moved to Williamsport and continued a career as a singer. She also conducts the children's chorus in Williamsport and teaches at Lycoming College. And, you know, I always loved her voice, and also I thought it was perfect for this program. And the third surprise was to learn from some people that a baritone called Brian Nexdorf, that is having a huge career in mainly in opera singing, but also in Broadway music, native from Williamsport, just having a great career. So then I immediately got his phone number, and we talked, and I thought it will be great to have him back to his hometown, and I'm sure many people will recognize his name too, and they will be surprised how much he has grown and how wonderful voice he has, and hopefully he will share with us all the great things that he's doing currently.
Three singers that we know well and we know can do this kind of music absolutely beautifully. Let me ask you, though, about the musicians, because we know that there are some people like Brian who can handle things like opera and handle Broadway really, really well. But those are very rare. What happens with the orchestra? You know, you put them through their paces with the Mahler last month. Mm-hmm. Is their approach to the music different in any way?
Well, I'll tell you what, Fiona, it's a great question, because musicians are trained, and most of the musicians are trained to play classical music, you know, the traditional classical music, symphonies, concertos, overtures. And at school, very rarely, they ask them to play pop music or lighter music or Broadway show music. Basically, they have to learn after they get out of school. The majority, that's what it happens. They start playing in orchestras or in different ensembles, groups, and they start discovering other styles and other types of music that they've never played before. For me, I always say music is music, and good music is good music, meaning that if you have the training, you know, the experience, and you're open and you get immersed into the style, and if you are not very familiar, you listen to recordings and try to imitate or just to learn what the other styles and genres bring to you, then you definitely could enjoy and could have a great time and do it well. You know, for instance, I'll give you an example. As I mentioned, I did not grow up with Broadway tunes at home, or I did not grow up with jazz music at home either. So as soon as I came to this country and I knew that I would have a career in conducting, and by conducting symphonies, I will have to incorporate all that music in my repertoire, I started listening, started going to concerts, started talking to people And I would not say today that I am an expert in jazz, for instance, or in Broadway music. But I know that I can do it well, and I enjoy it tremendously. And if there is a question, I have many colleagues that can give some advice, and I enjoy it tremendously. But it's a very, very interesting question, because, you know, you will find some musicians that are a little skeptical or against some other types of music. I'll tell you another story. I don't know if you remember when we performed several years ago, actually, a rock concert with Rick Hammett, a famous guitarist who brought his band, and we had to accompany him. Some musicians in the orchestra were not that taken when, you know, they learned that we have to do that. But after the show, everybody was happy. This was nice, enjoyable, and we actually had a good time. So basically, you have to be open. You have to be open and willing to learn and to enjoy all kinds of music, as long as it is good music.
And of course, the audience enjoys all that you bring to us, from the rock to the Mahler. We love every moment.
Thank you. And you know, Fiona, I think that that has to do with the love and passion for music. You know, when you love what you do, it shows. And I think that the musicians feel that, and the audience, of course. If we have a good performance, the results are terrific. I love it. I feel very lucky to be in this community and to share the music with so many people, such a great community and very supportive. Yeah, we have fun.
Gerardo Edelstein speaking about the next concert for the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra coming up on Saturday, March the 18th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Centre. This performance will be the music of Broadway, with songs from Les Misérables, Phantom of the Opera, Showboat, Carousel, West Side Story, featuring Emily Wirtz, Bernadette Berkel, and Brian Mexdorf. The performance will begin at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Centre in downtown Williamsport. For tickets, you can give the Community Arts Centre a call at 570-326-2424. Or go on to the CAC website, www.caclive.com. Thank you very much to Maestro Gerardo Edelstein of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra.
And thanks to you, Fiona Powell.